Welcome to Calvary Chapel, Wichita. May God richly bless you as you listen to this message.
Well, good morning, all. We're going to be in the book of Psalms once again. We're going to be in Psalms 20. That's where we're going to be. I'm just so happy to see all of you here this morning, this nice, brisk morning. The Lord has blessed us mightily, hasn't he? We're in Psalms 20, and in this Psalms, the title is The Insurance of God's Saving Work. Now, this is a, when you actually go through this Psalms, it's more of a prayer, a blessing of the king to his troops, if you really want to look at it that way. We are the troops of the Lord, if that's how I would look at it. But anyway, this was David. He had written this Psalms. And it was a time, we'll see three different things in this Psalms, I guess I should say. First, we'll see God's blessing in the battle. We'll see that in verses 1 through 5. And in the second point, we'll end up seeing, we'll see the assurance of God's deliverance. We'll see that in verse 6. And the third is an assertion of faith in God the King. And we'll see that in verses 7 through 9. I'm a little kind of hoarse and croupy here this morning, so kind of endure with me on that. Hopefully I won't put you to sleep, because I know I'm kind of monotone, but I really sound that way now. But we'll just kind of read through these nine verses here, and then we'll go back and go over it. Verse 1 says, "May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble." It says, "May the name of God of Jacob defend you." It says, "May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice." It says, "May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose." It says, "We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all our petitions." And 6 says, "Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand." It says, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God." It says, "They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright." Verse 9 says, "Save, Lord. May the King answer us when we call." I think this really is an encouraging Psalms, even to us today. I mean, with the different things that we've all gone through. I mean, even with here, with being at this point, not a particular pastor over us, other than our Lord Jesus Christ, I mean, the perfect pastor there is. But I mean, going through that, the times even as far as job situation, and just the things that we go through daily. And remember, this is a Psalms that David was praying to the Lord because when he was getting ready to take his men into battle and praising God. But I think we can even see ourselves in this Psalms of what he's done for us as God takes us through that spiritual warfare battle that we're in continually. And as we see here in God's blessings, that was the first part, and that's verses 1 through 5. It says, "May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble." As we go through our daily devotions, we go through our daily prayers, That's when we'll lift up those times of our troubles. And we know that He'll answer them. And a lot of times He's answered them well before we've asked. We don't always hear the answer. And even in making that statement, I want you to keep us as the board of Calvary Chapel here lifted up. So we will hear His answer that He's been given us or has already given that we're still seeking. So I just urge you to do that in your prayers. And in verse 2, it says, in the second part of verse 1, it says, may the name of the God of Jacob defend you. We don't need another man defending us. We have the most powerful, our Creator defending us, the Lord Jesus Christ, daily. When we take those petitions to Him, or when we're aching, when we're ailing, and we have many today. As Chris Tinsley, the one who's doing the pastoral ship up at McPherson, he's ended up with a staph infection in his knee, so I urge you to keep him lifted up. Because I know that he would be greatly appreciated to have God heal that knee. We have those in the body that are sick. Keep them lifted up. That's how we keep this body united in the Lord Jesus Christ. So I just urge you to do that. And know that God answers those prayers. He is our defender. And in 2 it says, may He send you help from the sanctuary and a strength and strengthen you out of Zion. That sanctuary is in heaven. So we know it will be the perfect help that we need. It will be that covering that we're needing. At this time when David was making this prayer, a lot of the perception was that strength of the sanctuary was actually the tabernacles where it came from. But in all reality, it's coming from heaven. They had the tabernacle to represent the Holy of Holies. But still, it came from God in heaven is where it came from. So just kind of want to throw that in there to let you know that we don't want to just look to a church for our strength. Is that where we go as a body to be able to be strengthened by one another? Yes. We come together, we meet together, we go through God's word together, we pray together, we anguish sometimes together, we're in sorrow together, we rejoice together. But still, it all comes, our strength, our defense, all comes from heaven, from that perfect sanctuary. Do we need to come to the church and be able to meet? I believe we do. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to come together as brothers and sisters, to be able to share what may be hindering us, what may be hurting us, share our joy so we can strengthen the others and letting them know what God's doing in our lives, that He's actually doing it in theirs too. Sometimes it's just hard to see that as we come to church and see wrecks. There was some severe one this morning. We don't know how the people are, but we keep them lifted up anyway. God's hand is over them, just as He's over each and every one of us. He'll bless them mightily. But in doing this, we will strengthen. I say we. We don't do it. We're just being the obedient ones to be able to allow God to strengthen His body. And not just the body here, this body here, this Calvary Chapel, but all of God's bodies. The one on the west side, one at McPherson, the one at Hutchison. There's many others here in Kansas. Worldwide now, Calvary Chapels. There's even a new one starting here in town, too. We just need to keep them all lifted up. Keep them in prayer. God answers from His sanctuary. That's where our strength comes from. And then in verse 3, it says, may He remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. I believe God always remembers those things that we have lifted up to Him in our hearts to be able to step out and help others. Pastor Dade was sharing this morning in prayer about a gentleman who was out needing help. He said it had a sign that he was a veteran and he was needing help. We just need to keep that man lifted up. We even need to step out and help. Be that strengthening body that we can be. So if you know those that are close to you, or maybe just not close, just somebody you've come across, I urge you to let God speak to your heart and have you to help in the way you can. Those are those offerings that we put up. Those offerings of thanks that we give to God as we do these things that He puts upon our hearts. He will strengthen us. He'll protect us in any of those sacrifices that we put up to Him from our heart. If we're doing it just for show, it's going to be as that straw and stubble. It'll burn up. We'll just need to do it from our heart. Praise God in what we do. And He will honor that and strengthen us through that. He'll remember those sacrifices. And in 4 it says, may He grant you according to your heart's desire. Our heart should continually be filled with that desire of pointing all to God. Just like we have sang about Jesus being born here on earth, being that child. We just need to point all to Him. Our hearts will be filled. He says in His word here that He'll fill us with our heart's desire. Because our heart is for Him, not just a heart for things. The thing that we need to have is our Lord Jesus Christ. And again, in that, if we share that with those who are around us, those who are hurting, those who are less fortunate, let's say, than we are at this time. God even went and healed the lepers. Most of us are not physicians that could heal them. But we could share that heart that would allow God to heal them. Whether it's physical healing or whether it's that most important healing of being redeemed from that eternal death. And in 5, it says, we will rejoice in our salvation. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. And the Lord fulfill all our petitions. When we're doing that rejoicing, we're not rejoicing in the things that we've done. We're rejoicing in what He's done. We rejoice in this body here. What God has done, how He's brought so many different people together here, used it to be able to strengthen one another, grow a body, to be able to love one another, to help those who are going through hard times. Again, whether it's financial, whether it's times of the heart, that is very close to our hearts right now. We know that. We just need to be that body that keeps loving, keep directing to the Lord. And worship Him and what He's doing. We don't understand everything that's going on, but we just need to put our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that He will take care of it. And in that, He's going to fulfill all of our petitions that we give to Him. Give to him to those of their marriages being stronger. Our faith being stronger in the Lord. Our love for our brothers and sisters. Our love for that man that was standing holding a sign needing that help. We don't know him, but he may be one of our brothers in Christ. And if he's not, he may be soon. So I just urge, whenever we're out, not just this time of year, I mean, just this time of year is so easy, really, because we're rejoicing in the Lord's birth and the giving of our gifts that we give to one another. But we need to continue that giving from our hearts every day, every moment. Remember where our strength is coming from. From that heavenly sanctuary. Here we see that these soldiers were about ready to go to war. That's what the offerings were all about. You guys are soldiers daily. You may not have that gun in your hands, that spear, but you're out there daily in that war of the enemy trying to destroy you because of who you chose. You chose to follow. So in that, I just want to urge you all to be able to look to the Lord for that strength. Because that enemy is there daily, moment by moment. He's going to try to trip us up in this time that we'll rejoice in the birth of our Lord. He's either going to try to make us feel guilty we didn't do enough. Or when we're doing something, he's going to trip us up and let you know you really don't know where that's going. You shouldn't have done that. Just want you to be on guard. Remember, we've went through a lot of different studies lately. Well, continually, of the Lord reminding us to be on guard for that. Don't be fearful of him. As long as we have the Lord in our heart, there is none to fear. We just need to rejoice in the Lord and remember where that strength is from. And it also, and we'll see here in verse, I think we was at 6, getting ready to start 6. Excuse me. The assurance of God's deliverance. That's what we're seeing in verse 6 here. It says, "Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed, and he will answer him from the holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand." Now in this Psalms, the holy anointed one that he's talking about here is David. He was the king. He was going to protect him. But bringing it close to us now at this time. You guys are that anointed ones. You've been called by him. You're following him. He will protect you in all these things that we see as being very hard, a struggle that we're going through, the loss of jobs or the reduction of jobs, the finances. But God's word says here that he will, says, "Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed." He's going to save you through all of that. So if you're in that time of struggles now, whatever it may be, just rejoice in knowing that God's word says he's going to save you in that. And how does he do it? With the strength of his right hand. He does it personally from heaven. We know that our Lord Jesus Christ sits at God's right hand. So that's how he's going to do it. He's going to use his Holy Spirit to do that. He'll strengthen us through everything that we're going through. We just need to rejoice in him and remember where that strength's coming from. Return all back to the Lord. In verse 7, it says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. That's the way that it was when we was in the world. We trusted in those horses, those chariots. We trusted in that job. We trusted in that strength that we had. Those of us getting a little older, we were much stronger when we were younger. Didn't seem to have these puny ailments that seemed to be bothering us. We trusted in that so much. Well, I know I did. It seemed like I never got sick. Now it seems like I'm always ailing from something. But I also want us to understand, even in that ailment, we're looking to the Lord. He's going to take care of that. We want to throw away those things of the world, of trusting in that chariots, the horses, and remember our Lord God. That he is the one who gives us that strength when we are weak, when we're weak and frail now, when we are without. We're never without his love and his mercy being poured out upon us. We just need to rejoice in that. And in 8, it says they have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. As in 9, it says, save, Lord, may the King answer us when we call. He always answers us when we call. Again, a lot of times we don't understand the way we're being answered. That doesn't mean don't call. And don't trust that he's already saved us. And just going through a little side note here, it says, may the King answer. This part was King David was God, or it says King David was God, the great king. Moreover, one day King Jesus would rule from the sea to sea. That's what we're rejoicing in. It's what we're looking to. He is going to be ruling, and all of this is going to be burn away and changed. We won't have this weakness of body anymore. We won't have these sniffles, these ailments, these achings, these needs that our flesh tells us we have to have all the time. Our King Jesus will be reigning from sea to sea. This is a psalm that to me is encouraging. I know, like I say, it's again, it's about a king and his soldiers going to war. I just want to let you know you're in a war and you've got the greatest king guiding you, carrying you through that war. He won't let you fall and crumble and perish. Just seek him and praise him. Give all honor and glory to him. Are we going to suffer? Yeah, we'll suffer. But the promise that we have at the end of that is we'll see him face to face. We'll be with him. We'll reign with him. What a joy. What a time to be able to rejoice in.
Thank you for listening to this message. If you have any questions, please contact us at area code 316-263-3804 or check us out on the web at www.calvarychapelwichita.org.